Вариант 7. Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и видом транспорта, которым путешествуют говорящие в каждом из диалогов. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующий вид транспорта, обозначенный цифрами. Используйте каждый вид транспорта из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть один лишний вид транспорта. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Excuse me, when shall we land? I've missed the information.
At 10:30.
Thank you ever so much. I thought we'd reach the place earlier.
It's impossible. And by the way, the weather is terrible. So fasten your seatbelt. We're in turbulence once again.
Dialogue B.
I'm sorry, but you've taken my seat.
And where are you going, I wonder?
To Liverpool.
But we're leaving for Glasgow in 15 minutes.
Oh, it's my mistake. It's the wrong platform. But I still have some time ahead of me.
Dialogue C.
The weather turned out so beautiful. Where shall we sit?
I suggest we go on the upper deck. The breeze is wonderful. And I'd like to feed the seagulls.
Okay. If it gets cold, we can go downstairs.
No sooner said than done.
Dialogue D.
Look, what a wonderful place we're passing.
That's the most picturesque view. Maybe we'll stop and have a picnic here.
Why not? I'm a little bit tired, and I would like to have some rest.
That's settled.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Excuse me, when shall we land? I've missed the information.
At 10:30.
Thank you ever so much. I thought we'd reach the place earlier.
It's impossible. And by the way, the weather is terrible. So fasten your seatbelt. We're in turbulence once again.
Dialogue B.
I'm sorry, but you've taken my seat.
And where are you going, I wonder?
To Liverpool.
But we're leaving for Glasgow in 15 minutes.
Oh, it's my mistake. It's the wrong platform. But I still have some time ahead of me.
Dialogue C.
The weather turned out so beautiful. Where shall we sit?
I suggest we go on the upper deck. The breeze is wonderful, and I'd like to feed the seagulls.
Okay. If it gets cold, we can go downstairs.
No sooner said than done.
Dialogue D.
Look, what a wonderful place we're passing.
That's the most picturesque view. Maybe we'll stop and have a picnic here.
Why not? I'm a little bit tired, and I would like to have some rest.
That's settled.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A.
It began early last year. I used to wake up still feeling tired. I figured it was due to all those years of running around to get the news from a magazine. But a colleague of mine pointed out that it could be just a lack of physical fitness and that I needed to get some more energy back into my body.
B.
Now, aerobics doesn't sound very fashionable, does it? But I do like listening to music and moving to the beat. That's what aerobics is, isn't it? It's almost like dancing. Well, I changed a lot since then. Even my friends have noticed it.
C.
Anyway, I felt a bit unfit, so I ended up joining them at the gym too. While they were doing aerobics to lose weight, I used the weights to firm up a bit.
D.
Well, anyway, I decided to get active as well. Since I lead a very busy life, I don't have time to go to the gym or take up something like tennis. I had to find something that could fit into my busy schedule. Seeing that I don't live far from work, I bought a bike and I use it to get there and back.
E.
There are thousands of things to do here, but I spend most of my free time trying to improve my goalkeeping skills on ice. You see, I've joined the school team and I train with my friends every afternoon. Last Sunday, we played our first game. We didn't win, but it was great.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A.
It began early last year. I used to wake up still feeling tired. I figured it was due to all those years of running around to get the news from a magazine. But a colleague of mine pointed out that it could be just a lack of physical fitness and that I needed to get some more energy back into my body.
B.
Now, aerobics doesn't sound very fashionable, does it? But I do like listening to music and moving to the beat. That's what aerobics is, isn't it? It's almost like dancing. Well, I changed a lot since then. Even my friends have noticed it.
C.
Anyway, I felt a bit unfit, so I ended up joining them at the gym too. While they were doing aerobics to lose weight, I used the weights to firm up a bit.
D.
Well, anyway, I decided to get active as well. Since I lead a very busy life, I don't have time to go to the gym or take up something like tennis. I had to find something that could fit into my busy schedule. Seeing that I don't live far from work, I bought a bike and I use it to get there and back.
E.
There are thousands of things to do here, but I spend most of my free time trying to improve my goalkeeping skills on ice. You see, I've joined the school team and I train with my friends every afternoon. Last Sunday, we played our first game. We didn't win, but it was great.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3. 8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3-8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
What are you planning to do for your holiday?
For the holiday of my lifetime, I definitely want to visit a country which has incredible historical treasures, superb weather, and an amazing variety of things to do and see.
Then you are talking about the Crimea? There's no better place for holiday making than the Crimea. The climate is mild and the sea is beautiful. You can have a lot of interesting excursions connected with its history.
The only disadvantage is that in summer there are crowds of people there. It's expensive to rent a good room and to have meals at a cafe.
You see, I have no problems with all these things. My uncle has been living in Yalta for many years. He is a dentist. He has a nice cottage not far from the seaside. We always stay at their place when we go to Yalta.
You are lucky. Unfortunately, we haven't got any relatives in Yalta.
Maybe I'll be able to help you with accommodation. I'll phone my uncle and ask him to reserve a room for you in advance.
It will be very kind of you, but I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm dreaming about the pyramids, about a boat trip down the Nile, and about the scuba diving in the Red Sea.
You've never told me that you're good at swimming and diving.
I simply haven't learnt yet.
Then I suggest that we go to Crimea together for 2 weeks and I'll teach you a swim. Then you'll go to Egypt and enjoy your holidays there.
Good idea. It will be great fun.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
What are you planning to do for your holiday?
For the holiday of my lifetime, I definitely want to visit a country which has incredible historical treasures, superb weather, and an amazing variety of things to do and see.
Then you are talking about the Crimea? There's no better place for holidaymaking than the Crimea. The climate is mild and the sea is beautiful. You can have a lot of interesting excursions connected with its history.
The only disadvantage is that in summer there are crowds of people there. It's expensive to rent a good room and to have meals at a cafe.
You see, I have no problems with all these things. My uncle has been living in Yalta for many years. He is a dentist. He has a nice cottage not far from the seaside. We always stay at their place when we go to Yalta.
You are lucky. Unfortunately, we haven't got any relatives in Yalta.
Maybe I'll be able to help you with accommodation. I'll phone my uncle and ask him to reserve a room for you in advance.
It will be very kind of you, but I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm dreaming about the pyramids, about a boat trip down the Nile, and about the scuba diving in the Red Sea.
You've never told me that you're good at swimming and diving.
I simply haven't learnt yet.
Then I suggest that we go to Crimea together for 2 weeks, and I'll teach you a swim. Then you'll go to Egypt and enjoy your holidays there.
Good idea. It will be great fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.